101.9. WONY. Only out to New York. Good morning to you. It's 11:08. It's 11:06. Old school vinyl. The last set we just heard, Free Me from the State University so I can go out into the real world. This is Roger Daltrey from 1980. Delbert McClinton from 1981, Giving It Up for Your Love. John Cougar before he became Mellencamp. Inflation didn't set in, you know. This time I'm in for love, yeah. Before that, the Eagles. Great dance tune in the dorm parties. Don't go barfing all over your girlfriend's shoes. I hear freaks don't want no freaks. English good day, don't I? And starting us out, double shot of Santana, two for Tuesday. Primera Invasion and Searching from the Z-Bop album. Playing the hits and the album cuts from when I had a bad case of senioritis in my senior year, which you may be having these days. Look at our Roney Weekly update. Thursday at 5 in the Martin Mullen Gallery, you could join the reception celebrating the 2025 Juried Student Show. There'll be live music from Suni Oniana's string quartet, light refreshments, exceptional art created by our art students, and an award ceremony honoring selected pieces. It'll start at 6. 2025 Juried Student Show is an annual exhibition which includes work submitted by students and juried by full-time art faculty. There will be a self-defense course Friday at 4. That will be in the Chase Gym. In honor of Women's History Month, learn fundamental self-defense techniques that are beginner-friendly, highly effective. That will be downstairs left from the weight room. On Saturday afternoon, come out and root the Suni Oniana women's lacrosse team as they host Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And check out a silent movie on Saturday night at 8 in the Red Dragon Theater. It's the Saturday Silent Spectacular. This week it's City Lights, starring Charlie Chaplin. Yes, one the only. The aid of the wealthy, erratic tippler, a dewy-eyed tramp who has fallen in love with a sightless flower girl, accumulates money to be able to help her medically. Yeah. That's free food involved, too. Yeah. So we'll move along here. Take a look at our forecast, too. We should do that. For a few showers today, snow showers, otherwise only about 31. Could see a half an inch of snow in some places. Low tonight about 21. It'll be better tomorrow. Sunny, high around 42. It's going to warm up slightly as the week goes on, but still going to see showers now and then. Highs near 50 both of those days. Showers Friday and Saturday. Finally, we're going to see some pretty sunny skies, but Saturday. Good. So the theme of the week here in Old School Vinyl is I've got a case of senioritis. I'm sure you did, and I do too. So we'll continue with that and stuff I played while I was a senior DJ at another college that was also called Suco Oswego. So enjoy. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Here she comes, walking down the street. You know she's walking just like she's walking to come and see me. Oh, she's so young, she's so fine. I know it's on your mind, know what you want. But if you mess with me, I'm gonna mess with you. You better watch yourself, you better stay in line. This little girl is mine. Oh, this little girl is mine. Oh, this little girl, this little girl, this little girl is mine. Oh, this little girl is mine. Oh, this little girl is mine. Oh, this little girl, this little girl, this little girl is mine. Well, if the world was mine to do with what I want to do, sir,
This Little Girl from Gary U.S. Bonds. Eric Clapton was before that. I Can't Stand It. Party's over. We'll be in about 4.5 weeks, folks. You're a senior. That's Journey. Pat Benatar was before that. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And up top, starting us out, Lover Boy. Turn me loose. Set me free out into that old real world. bad case of senioritis going on here. I'm playing stuff from my senior year as a college DJ in Oswego. Yeah, just take a second here. Take a look around your classroom or your office. This may look just fine with your classmates or your coworkers, but quietly, some aren't doing so well today. You see, they may have missed some meals lately due to food insecurity. But help is here for those who miss meals and an opportunity for you to help them out. Red Dragon Food Pantry, right next door, helps battle food insecurity by giving all SUNY Oneonta students and employees free access to non-perishable food, basic need items, and fresh produce. No questions asked, ever. No judgments. The pantry is on the bottom floor of the Hunt Union in room 6B, our next door neighbor. It's open daily, but check for hours. They may vary later in the week. And you know, you can help someone the next time you visit the supermarket. Yeah. Buy an extra item. Donate it to the pantry. There's even a food shelf on the bottom floor of Hunt Union where you can leave it anonymously. For more information about the Red Dragon Food Pantry, email pantry@oneonta.edu. That's pantry@oneonta.edu. And that's a public service message from 90.9 WONY. With the old professor here, Mark Simonson. Here till noon, playing stuff I grew up on, played in college radio in my years, stuff I collected from record stores in downtown Oneonta, like Brzee's or Record Town or Cactus Music Outlet, Woolworths. Lots of 45s. I'm bringing them in today. I'm doing some 45s next week for sure. So, yeah. Old school vinyl. Stay with us. We'll continue. 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked.
Servants. I couldn't write a letter, 'cause I don't know what to say. I couldn't write a song, 'cause I don't know what to play. Come a little closer, you better hold me tight. Roll on down the highway, rock on with my baby all night.
I'm a woman who knows.
WONY. Old school vinyl, and the old professor kind of winding things down here. We heard April Wine in that last set, Sign of the Gypsy Queen. We heard Randy Meisner from 1980, Hearts on Fire. You're Precious to Me, that was Phil Seymour, 1981. And Rush started us out with Vital Signs. 11:48 now. The old professor here, just a few more minutes. Johnny G's coming in at noon today. He's going to be playing some variety for you. He'll be new to the scene here. We'll welcome him. Take a look back at our history of 1975 here on campus. A report in the State Times showed how the college camp was a money loser. As the FSA was reviewing budgets, the camp took in about $8,000 in income, but they operated at a cost of about $46,000. Well, April 19, 1975 was when the shots were heard around the world. It took place in Concord, Massachusetts. We're approaching America's Bicentennial. In that same spirit, a group called the People's Bicentennial Commission was forming. This is 1975 now. Protest aimed at the corporate ruling class that rules our country. Same spot, Concord. An open meeting was set for April 15th in the IRC here to attend and arrange for transportation to it out to Massachusetts. And advertisers this week included the Hobbit House Restaurant at 41 to 45 Deet Street. Project 85 was a 24-hour date counseling referral service. Brzee's department store had a record sale for every female vocalist. Most albums were selling at $5.54 at the time, but they were on sale for, get this, $3.73. Love it. Got a lot of vinyl from Brzee's. All right, to wind things down, I'm going to say so long. Play a few more songs from years I was at SUNY Oswego. And take care. We'll see you the next time on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.